Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In U.S. politics, a new shock has hit the Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's campaign. The FBI is looking into whether there was classified information on a device belonging to the estranged husband of one of her closest aides. Clinton says she is confident whatever the FBI may find would not change its conclusion from earlier this year that her use of a private email system as Secretary of State did not merit prosecution. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump said the new FBI probe is proof of what he has been saying all along, that Hillary Clinton is corrupt. There is a growing sense that by the time Iraqi forces finish regaining control of the key city of Mosul from the Islamic State fighters, few, if any, of the terror group's top leaders will be there. Meantime, the UN Human Rights Office reports Iraqi civilians are increasingly being used as pawns by IS militants in their battle for Mosul. Spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani.
ISIL's depraved, cowardly strategy is to attempt to use the presence of civilian hostages to render certain points, areas, or military forces immune from military operations.
Shamdasani says the cruel behavior is provoking revenge killings of people suspected of being members of IS. Russia has failed to win re-election to the UN Human Rights Council as action seen as a rebuke of the country's military support of the Syrian government. Russia's UN ambassador Vitaly Churkin played down Moscow's loss. More than 80 human rights organizations had lobbied UN members to vote Russia off the council. This is VOA News. The World Food Program is warning that half of Yemen's 24 million people are living in a state of crisis, with more than 7 million going hungry every day. That story now from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Spokeswoman Bettina Lucius says it is shocking and horrible to see this level of desperation in the 21st century.
When you see mothers who have little to eat themselves, when they see their children slipping away, it just breaks your heart. And so we appeal to the world to help us do our job on the ground. We appeal to the fighting sites that humanitarians can get access to more areas.
Lucia says the WFP was able to get to three hard-to-reach districts in Taiz Governorate during last week's 72-hour humanitarian pause in the fighting. She says the WFP will soon be able to access another 189,000 people in three other areas that have been off-limits. But she adds that does not solve the ongoing problem of hunger. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Britain's decision to leave the European Union has survived a legal challenge when Northern Ireland's High Court dismissed arguments that could have prevented Prime Minister Theresa May from beginning the process of exiting the EU. It was the first court ruling on the Brexit decision, approved on a 4% margin in a shock vote in June. Pope Francis arrives in Sweden next week to commemorate the split in Western Christianity. After the Protestant Reformation, Sweden became a grim place for Catholics. Those who rejected the Lutheran faith were punished by deportation or death. Situation could not be more different right now. Sweden has become a bastion of tolerance, and the once omnipresent Lutheran Church is bleeding members while the country's small Catholic community is growing, mainly due to immigration. Father Furio Cesare is the Italian vicar of the Catholic Diocese of Stockholm.
Just imagine how many centuries it took for the Catholic Church once again to be a presence here in the country.
On Monday, Pope Francis will join Lutheran leaders for an ecumenical service marking the start of a jubilee commemorating the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. American singer-songwriter Bob Dylan says he will accept the Nobel Prize in Literature, finally breaking silence about the prestigious award. 75-year-old artist had not been responding to attempts to contact him since he was named the Nobel winner on October 13th.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with the music makers. This hour, a conversation with young keyboardist Robert Glasper, as Robert Glasper meets Miles Davis. Sometimes I like to give each program a name, a title, and this one popped in my head, Robert Glasper Meets Miles. And the reason for that is because even though he was just a young lad when Miles Davis passed away in 1991, he still felt a strong attraction to Miles Davis as if he knew him and was influenced by him musically and personally in major ways. He proves that with much of the work he's done in the recent past. Among the four albums he's recorded in 2015 and 2016, two of them are salutes to Miles Davis, the soundtrack of the motion picture Miles Ahead, and Everything's Beautiful, his remixes of Miles Davis' work. Well, let's enjoy music from someone who did meet Miles Davis and worked with him closely. Here is the saxophonist Dave Liebman from his latest release, Expansions Live, with his group, with a song entitled Liberian Hummingbird, to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
Bye. the legendary Miles Davis, just my favorite. And his trumpet can't be played with Tampa with him picked up and thrown to the pavement. Whether left or right, or either right or left, wherever microphone is kept. You'll be sure to hear Miles do the woobity shoot bop just to show as they be created the doo hop. Not doo wop, but bebop mixed with hip hop. Don't be confused as your mind goes flip flop. So relax with the trumpet, keep just pumping. As for the girls, pump it, pump it. And make way for display in this way. Easy mo' be and Miles Davis gets busy. With the sound of his horn on the set, so relax and let go. And me and the chief will just blow. Yeah, me and Miles are gonna blow. I said me and the chief are gonna blow. Yeah, me and Miles are gonna blow. Hey, yo, chief, blow.
Miles Davis, in collaboration with rapper Easy Mo B, on the song entitled Blow, from Miles' last recorded effort just before his passing, the 1990 release Doobop. And as you heard, he was addressing at that time a style of music that sprang from rap music and was part of the social movement that's now known as hip-hop. He was one of the pioneers of jazz and hip-hop coming together, without a doubt, and one that's followed him is our special guest on this edition of VOA's Jazz America, Robert Glasper. We'll hear a taste of his latest release with his Robert Glasper experiment called Art Science that exhibits his blending of hip-hop and jazz, but first let's talk to him about that here on VOA's Jazz America. You're of the hip-hop generation.
Yes.
And that's an indelible impression. It's been left on a culture, world culture, forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
going to be thought about like swing and bebop
right.
and rock and roll.
Exactly.
So I didn't hear a lot of hip-hop influence, and I've heard some more in other
mm-hmm.
things you've done.
Exactly.
And you throw in just a little bit of voice, like on Butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of effects, a little bit of hip-hop
mm-hmm.
beat
mm-hmm.
occasionally, but only as a flavor.
Exactly. Yeah, it's not. I'm not trying to be the guy who mixes hip-hop and jazz together.
Russell Gunn.
Or another, yeah.
That.
Some people do it overly. Yeah, yeah. You know, overly do it. We're mm-hmm. like, I have a DJ now. I'm going to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's organically the vibe. You hear it. You can feel the sense that that's who we are. We are hip-hop. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, and later albums, like my next album, there'll probably be more hip-hop on there. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? But
mm-hmm.
I've never honed myself as a hip-hop pianist or like that. People kind of put that on me because I do play with the creme de la creme of hip-hop cats. I play with Tip. I play with Mos Def. I play with Common. I play with all these
yeah.
people, so they tend to put that on me. But I'm a jazz piano player, and I love playing jazz, and I love hip-hop, so I do a little of that. I love You know, I love alternative rock, so I do a little Radiohead.
Mm-hmm.
I love gospel, I do a little gospel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But the bulk of it all is still jazz.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But this is what I like to do.
Well, okay, one last thing, uh-huh. Robert. You have a rhythmic thing that happens the way you play that gives you a unique signature sound.
Mm.
Can you expound on that just a little bit? It's like a double time kind of rhythm that it's created with your hands.
I have no earthly idea.
Mm.
And I think that's the reason why it's actually my sound, because I'm not aware of it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Other people are more aware of it because they're seeing me and listening to me do it, but I'm just being me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if I was purposely doing it, then I could probably tell you what I'm doing. But I honestly have no idea. I wish I could. I have no idea.
Well, we'll just listen and try to figure it out ourselves.
Robert, definitely.
Robert Glasper, thank you so much for your time
thank
and
you.
Your artistry, my friend. Keep
thank
it
you
going.
So much.
All
appreciate
right.
it.
Pleasure. Well, you can hear a lot of different influences in that music. From Art Science, his latest release with his Robert Glasper experiment, the song entitled This Is Not Fear. Now, Robert Glasper may not have ever met Miles Davis or worked with him, but here is some music that's just recently been discovered from three artists who certainly did work with Miles Davis. The bassist Eddie Gomez, the drummer Jack DeJohnette, and leading the trio, the great pianist Bill Evans. They had just performed at the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland and went into the studio in Germany in 1968 to record this work. It's just been rediscovered. It's called The Lost Session from the Black Forest. Let's enjoy Bill Evans and the trio from the album Some Other Time on Jazz America from VOA 1.
This is Lenny White, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
That's the great drummer Lenny White, another of the younger generation of musicians who in the past, when they were younger men, worked with Miles Davis. That's a cut from Lenny White's solo release, Present Tense, an updated version of his composition, The Shadow of Load, that he recorded originally with Return to Forever. This is Russ Davis, and we're going to give you more of our conversation with the great young pianist and two-time Grammy Award winner from Houston, Texas, originally, Robert Glasper. And we'll hear more from one of his four releases in the last couple of years. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazz, America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received, which reads as follows. Greetings from cold Mongolia, listening to great jazz on the drive home. Bat Bilig. Well, thank you so much for your message. Safe travels home. Hope you enjoyed this next set of music. And it begins with a celebration of election time in the United States of America. In just mere days from now, we'll be voting for a new president and for a number of new representatives in our Congress. And in celebration of that fact, Ted Nash, the multi-Grammy-nominated composer, saxophonist, and band leader, has put together what he calls the Presidential Suite with his Ted Nash Big Band. It's 8 variations on freedom, and it includes some songs that have been created to celebrate the likes of some of our presidents, like Roosevelt, Kennedy, Reagan, and Johnson, and also world leaders like Nelson Mandela, Nehru, and others. And from that, here's a song entitled Ask Not, a quote from John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Ted Nash and the Big Band from Presidential Suite on VOA's Jazz America.
downtown. Going out, getting live, going out now. Maybe you can be. Don't stop, going out now. Those you find by and let life die, left their goal behind. Shout that tune, now shoot the moon up free. What's in your mind? Don't look back now. Track down my soul's mark of fire. Gonna get on a Alex Draco.
back, keep that track. Milestones to mark the past.
One of the greatest jazz vocalists of all time, the late, great Mark Murphy, with a cut from his 2016 release that came out just this past springtime, live in Athens, Greece, recorded in 2008. He passed away in October of last year, so we remember him fondly. And on this recording, he did a couple of songs made famous by Miles Davis, including Milestones. Hope you enjoyed that. This edition of VOA's Jazz America has been, in a way, a salute to Miles Davis. Always fun to do that. And also a salute to our special guest, the great pianist from Houston, Texas originally. He is Robert Glasper. We'll hear another cut from one of his four releases in the last 2 years, the album Covered, on which he did his own versions of songs made famous by others from the pop world, like Joni Mitchell. You'll hear his version of her song Bar and Grill after we talk further with Robert Glasper here on VOA's Jazz America. At the 2013 Newport Jazz Festival, Robert Glasper blended rock, pop, hip-hop, and jazz and really waylaid the audience with a spirited performance. After that performance, I had this conversation with him. Talk to me, Robert, about bringing hip-hop and pop into jazz and jazz into hip-hop and pop, and congratulations on a great show today here at Newport.
Oh, thank you. I'm just doing what the cats and you know, the cats that came before us that birthed this music did, that just took what the music that was around them and that was popular and that influenced them, and that's what made jazz, and that's what made all the eras of jazz, you know what I'm saying? And that's,
absolutely.
And that's what you have to continue to do to keep it relevant, and that stopped happening, which is why jazz isn't so relevant at the time now.
Hear, hear.
It's looked like as a music that died, and it's look, it was always, you always seem like you're paying homage to it, mm-hmm. versus praising the people that are alive doing it. You know what I mean? So that's what we're doing, and people are always like, "Oh, Robert, you're the future," but we're not the future. We're the present. We're just doing stuff that's now and that influences our day and time.
Absolutely,
and
well
that's
said.
The only way to keep it alive.
Absolutely, you well know? Said. Well said. Now, congratulations on winning the Grammy
Thank
too.
You.
And bringing jazz into those popular
exactly.
categories, and that's
exactly.
the way it's got to be.
Exactly.
Talk to me about Black Radio 2. That's what I'm hearing rumblings
yeah.
about. Talk to me.
Yeah, Black Radio 2. Basically, it has the same spirit and same vibe, kind of the first one, except it's different artists, different guests, and we kind of honed it in more. It's almost more of an R&B record, you know what I mean? Because we won the R&B Grammy, so now we have to come at it kind of more in the R&B lane, because now I have to go to radio first, to R&B radio first, and
gotcha.
All these things. So
gotcha.
I have a kind of different path to follow than the average jazz musician because we won that Grammy. So I'm kind of catered the record more to that. I love all kinds of music.
Proving once again he loves all styles of music, here's a gentle version of Joni Mitchell's classic Bar and Grill from Robert Glasper's album Covered on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you.
This is Robert Glasper, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
Song entitled Junior's Jam from the soundtrack of the motion picture Miles Ahead, created by Robert Glasper. That's just one of four projects he's completed in the last 2 years. He's been a busy man, and I hope you enjoyed his thoughts and his music on this edition of Jazz America. This is Russ Davis, and I hope you'll join me on the next edition of the program as we give you one with a theme that I call Gone But Not Forgotten, as current stars of jazz look back on some of those who left us far too early. Christian McBride talks about Jaco Pastorius. Dave Douglas speaks about working with Horace Silver. Dee Dee Bridgewater speaks about Billie Holiday. And Diane Reeves on her cousin George Duke. Gone But Not Forgotten on the next Jazz America.